Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Troubled by what he observed in Judah. He asked some difficult questions, and he sought answers. Habakkuk saw a dying world, church, and it broke his heart. His nation, Judah, was facing moral decay, social injustice, and religious corruption. The righteous were oppressed, and the wicked seemed to prosper. Does that sound familiar? Is there anyone in here this morning that has a broken heart because of what we see happening in our nation and in our communities? The moral fabric of our world seems to be unraveling. Evilness is everywhere. Our young men are dying left and right in the streets because of gun violence, drug use, and mental illness. Habakkuk found himself in the same situation. He saw a nation dying, and it broke his heart. He had many questions for God. Why is there evil in the world? Why do the wicked seem to be prospering and winning? But Psalms 37 reminds us about the wicked, church, for it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall they dwell in the land, and verily they shall be fed. So listen, church, we should never worry about the or envy or worry about evil people prospering. No matter how much they have, it will fade and vanish like the grass that withers and dies. Those of us who follow God lives differently from the wicked. And in the end, we will have far greater treasures in heaven. Amen. What the unbeliever or the evil person gets may last a lifetime, if that long, but it's only temporary. But what we get from following God lasts eternally. Amen? Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many know that serving the Lord will pay off after a while? God sees all and God knows all. So Habakkuk boldly and confidently took his complaints directly to God in prayer. Prayer is the only way to get answers to questions about God and his work. He cried out to God asking, how long and why? Because the wicked are overpowering the righteous and justice is perverted. Church, this lets me know that it's okay to have an honest conversation with God. See, God can handle your questions. He can handle your raw emotions. He can handle anything that you need to know from him. We must seek our answers directly from God and directly from his holy word. Books, theology, philosophy, science, advanced education, seminaries, Bible colleges, the thoughts and wisdom of others, these are okay. But none of these is a substitute for seeking the face of God himself. Habakkuk prayed for God to act. And God answered him by saying, I am raising up the Babylonians to judge Judah. Now that stunned Habakkuk. He was stunned. God's plan was to bring judgment upon Judah through the Babylonians, which was a nation that was more wicked than the nation of Judah. So let us take a look at chapter 3, starting with the first verse, where there's a shift from, in chapters 1 and 2, from Habakkuk questioning God to pleading with God to revive his work in time of trouble. So here, starting at chapter 3, Habakkuk was done asking God questions, even though he was stunned by God's answer. Sometimes God surprises us. We don't get the answer that we're looking for, but he does answer prayer. It may not always be the answer that you're looking for, but he does answer prayer. And so now it was time to worship the Lord. It was time to pray that God's will be done. So what we see in chapter 3 is Habakkuk's prayer, where he had switched from questioning God to praying to God. Amen?
Amen.
It was time to praise the Lord for his mighty acts. Habakkuk prayed one of the greatest prayers of faith ever recorded. A prayer that teaches us, church, how to trust in God during turbulent times. Let us look at verse 1 and 2. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet up on Shigonoth. Somebody might ask, what is that word? Well, it's just a style of music. It's kind of like in the Psalms when you see the word Shalah. You know, it's a, so this is a hymn, a prayer, the prayer hymn, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so Habakkuk begins, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive. Right here, Habakkuk is asking the Lord to do it again, what he had done before. Thy work in the midst of the years make known, in wrath, remember mercy. Habakkuk was saying, Lord, I have heard of your fame, and I am amazed at the powerful things that you have done in the past. Lord, I heard how you delivered Israel from her bondage in Egypt. Now I pray that you would do great things in this day. And then he said, Lord, please remember to show us mercy in the midst of judgment, because God was going to use the Babylonians to judge Judah. And Habakkuk knew God meant what he said. So, you know, he said, in the midst of your judgment, show us some mercy. How many in here need mercy this morning? Amen. 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 Habakkuk knew God had to punish and correct the ways of his rebellious people. And so he asked the Lord to show them the same mercy, to keep them, to preserve them, and to redeem them, and to save them just as he did Israel, even though the turbulent times was coming. He knew the turbulent times was coming. And so a prayer of faith involves requests. Habakkuk showed us that because he asked God some questions. But scripture tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Amen, amen, amen. We have to stay off that telephone. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Let your request be known to God, because God knows your heart. But the other human that's on the other end of that telephone, they're going to interpret what you tell them according to their perspective. But God knows your heart. Let your request be known unto God. And so Habakkuk's prayer reminds us, wherever you are going through in life right now, be it great or small, Take it to the Lord in prayer, church. Take it to the Lord in prayer and then have trust in God to work it out. How many in here know this morning that God will work it out? Yes, he will. He can and he will if you let him. The God of the past is the same God we serve today. He kept our ancestors, and guess what? He will keep us. We know how to look out for each other. This economy is not bothering us. It's not worrying us. Our ancestors taught us how to look out for one another, how to survive in hard times. We know how to take a little and make a lot. And so Habakkuk looked back on how God had delivered Israel from bondage in Egypt. He remembered how God had parted the Red Sea. He remembered how God made nations tremble. He remembered the covenant at Sinai, and he asked God to do it again. And so a prayer of faith involves request. A prayer of faith also involves reflection, church. If you would look at verses 3 through 15, when you get a chance, you know, take time and read all of that. God has bought us a mighty, mighty long ways. How many know that? God has been good to us, church. He has been very, very, very good to us. And so we have a testimony. All we have to do is look back and think things over. And we can truly say that we have been blessed and that we have a testimony. Habakkuk remembered what God did in the past, and he asked God to do it again. We don't have to look back to the Exodus like Habakkuk did, church. We can look back at the cross. All we have to do is look back at the cross and look back at Jesus' finished work on the cross. If God can bring salvation out of his son's suffering on Calvary's cross, he surely can bring us out of whatever we are facing today. Amen? Amen. Amen. Prayers got us where we are today, church. Yes. Scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, yes, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I know a lot of us has committed that scripture to heart. We know it. We have heard it all of our lives. But trust me, church, it is not cliche. It is the truth. And you have to adhere to all of it. You have to pray. You have to seek God's face. And still turn from your wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven. So our prayers and faith will help us today. Faith remember God's past faithfulness and ask him to move again on our behalf in the present. Amen? Amen. So when turbulent times come, some people run from God. But people of faith run to God. Amen. 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 And so we let him know our petitions, believing he can still do what he has done before. We know that God has the power to save and to deliver us from all of our fears. Anybody in here this morning sought the Lord and he heard and he answered and he delivered you from your fears? Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana.